Each year, pairs of students from around the country gather at Ford World Headquarters in Dearborn, Michigan to compete for the title of Top Student Auto Technicians in the nation. The task? Fix a deliberately bugged, sabotaged car, and you've got to race the clock to do it.
This year, two Wisconsin students, Justin Bublitz and Colt Morris, from Grafton High School in a suburb of Milwaukee, took the title. As a result, they won a host of scholarships and the opportunity to shadow a racing team that's competing in Daytona this weekend. We spoke to them as they were preparing to fly to Daytona Beach, Florida.
Justin, welcome to Central Time.
No, thank you for having me.
And Colt, thanks to you, too.
My pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Well, Justin, let's start with you. You guys beat teams from other states in the country at this National Auto Tech Championship. Tell us about the task. What did you have to do to win?
Basically, we spent countless hours in our shop with our instructor, Carl Hader. We have like 2 hours of autos each day, so every day for 2 hours, we were working on the car, and then every Sunday, we came in for a couple hours and just kept practicing and practicing until we knew that we had it. Yeah, that's about it.
Okay, that's the preparation. And Colt, you were there in Michigan. You had a car. What did they do to the car? What did you have to fix?
They buzzed the blower motor. They took out a tab so it wouldn't work. They had the fuel pump module gone or broken. They had a relay bed, a couple relays bad for the horn, and then for the starter, so when it cranked. And then they had the windshield washer switch was gone, broken. They had the turn signal broken. They had the trunk latch was broken, and then the trunk release switch was broken.
And so you guys had to find all this stuff and then drive it, I guess, across a finish line before everybody else. Is that right, Justin?
Yes, it was. After we closed our hood, you got to take it on a little test drive, and then you come to a spot that's called the point of no return, and they ask you if you want to go back and work on your car or go to final judging, and we chose to go right to final judging.
And Colt, you went to the final judging. You found out you win. How did it feel?
Oh, that was the greatest feeling ever. Finding out that we had a perfect car.
And, Justin, I understand you missed your high school graduation for this. Is that right? You're okay with that?
Oh, yeah. We both missed our graduation, and it didn't even matter to me at all.
I think a lot of people might think about, you know, fixing cars, and they're thinking about, you know, the tools and the wrenches. But there's high-tech elements here, too. What are some of the, you know, fancier computer things you guys had to be prepared for, Colt?
Oh, we had to hook up a scanner to it to see if there's any check engine codes on, or if like the check engine light was on. Go through, see what was wrong with it, see what the code was, write it down, and then go from there for the diagnosis.
And Justin, I know there's kind of another team member. Can you talk about the person who gave you guidance preparing for the competition and in your auto classes at high school?
Mr. Hader, our teacher, he's been doing it for a long time. I actually came from a different high school, a neighboring school, Cedarburg High School, just for his automotive classes.
Wow.
And he's been our guiding hand the whole way through this. I don't think we could do it without him.
And am I right, Grafton students have won this national competition before?
Yeah, in 2008, I think they did.
Well, Colt, first of all, how did you get interested in auto technology in the first place, Colt?
My dad was a mechanic, which started me off like in cars, but I didn't really know what to do with it until I took Hader's class sophomore year. That set me on my path and set my goals to winning this competition.
And Justin, what's your origin story when it comes to being a mechanic?
My dad grew up working on cars. He's a service technician. I also grew up on my grandpa's farm, always tinkering on stuff, and I've loved cars my whole entire life.
And you want to do this for a career or something like it?
Yep. I think both Colt and I are both going to be in the same school for college at MATC taking the Ford Asset Program. And we both work at Ford dealerships near each other. So we'll be together for a little while.
All right. So, Colt, you won this competition. What did you win? What have you done so far?
So far, what we won was a toolbox, of course, some tools. We got a couple scholarships. And then we got this great trip we're on right now. Mm-hmm. The grand prize was a week-long shadow of NASCAR. We stopped first in Charlotte, North Carolina, to go see the Wood Brothers shop and tour that, get some one-on-one time with a couple of the mechanics, and talk to one of the co-founders, Leonard Wood, which was an amazing time.
Wow.
And next up, we're going to Daytona for the Coke Zero 400. We're going to be pit side for that.
Are you guys actually going to work, Justin, on cars at the race?
No, I just think we're going to be, like, right there, right behind them, watching them tweak the car, do what they got to do, basically be part of the team and just travel with them. We get to go to the driver's meeting, hang out with Trevor Bayne, who's the driver of the 21 Motorcraft car. And, I think it's going to be a great experience.
And, Colt, have you been shadowing mechanics on the job? What kind of stuff are you learning there?
We do. Sometimes we'll go in and look at the main surface. But my shop personally has the quick lane, which does the basics, like oil change, brakes, all the light duty stuff. That's what I'm in right now. I'm working there full-time over the summer and part-time during school.
Justin, long-term, what's your dream job? What would that look like?
Dream job, probably higher up in Ford. I've loved Ford my whole life. Hopefully, after school in a couple years, I'll be a senior master tech. And then maybe if I keep going to school, we'll see how high in Ford I can go.
All right, and Colt, your dream job, similar or something a little different?
I want to be in a couple years a senior master tech. I hope to be a full-time master for a while and maybe run a shop or dealership.
All right. Have you gotten any reaction from your fellow high school students, Colt, since you won the competition?
Oh, yeah. Get a lot of offers saying, hey, can you fix my car for me? A lot of questions, and a lot of them aren't liking the fact that I get a free trip to Charlotte and Daytona.
Oh, they're jealous, but they want the free car care from you. Justin, are you super popular now? People wanting you to open up the hood and fix what's wrong with their cars?
Oh, yeah. I'm always getting phone calls and text messages. Can you do this? Can you do that? And then once you say yes, you just make their day. It's funny, but...
And Justin, for both of you, it sounds like Mr. Hader was an inspiration. Justin, do you want to give a radio shout-out to him?
Oh, of course. Mr. Hader, you're the best guy out there, and I just want to thank you for everything in the last 2 years, and hopefully we stay in contact forever.
Colt, you want to give a shout-out too?
Well, of course. So it's thank you, Mr. Hader. You're the whole reason why I've won what I've won. And how I got to the place I am. He set me on my path. He gave me the direction I needed. And I know I'm going to stay in touch with him for a long time.
All right, guys. Enjoy the rest of your winnings, the rest of this trip. Enjoy Daytona a lot.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Justin Bublitz and Colt Morris. They're students from Wisconsin's Grafton High School. They are the winners of this year's National Ford AAA Student Auto Skills Competition.